Yes, it appears that the president wants to pick a fight on this. We thought that he wasn't going to because he put out information that he wanted a permanent long-term fix. We gave that to him. In fact, Arne Duncan, the Secretary of Education, in testifying before us just prior to passing this bill, indicated he wanted a permanent long-term fix as well. So we have done that. We've gone back to the basic principles of what worked well in the past that assured students and families that there would be education loan dollars available if they needed them. But it also indicated to colleges and universities that, frankly, you're going to have to compete for your students and not just assume that there's extremely unrealistic, easy money available that oftentimes puts students in great jeopardy after they graduate and all of a sudden they realize I've got $50,000 to $150,000 of student loan debt and I'm not sure I even have a job. So our bill just simply said let's base it on the market, on the T-bill rate plus 2.5%, cap it at 8.5%. And if we grow an economy, it should not ever go to 8.5%. And it says here's a certain agreement and opportunity for student loans to be in place for students who need it.
So what's the rub right now then?
Well, the president pandered prior to the election and forced us in Congress, those that supported it, I did not, forced us to do what we've done for several years now that was bound to fail, and that's put a arbitrary cap on it at 3.8%. Excuse me, 3.4%. In the reality, somebody had to make up the difference from what the actual rate should be versus what was set there by government with a cap. So it was a taxpayer paying for that. It wasn't sustainable. It was going to balloon to 6.8% here in July. It was to that point a year ago, and so it was extended. The can was kicked down the road for another year. Till we could come up with a long-term solution. We have come up with a long-term solution. Now the president is backing away, probably for political reasons again, pandering. And frankly, that doesn't serve us well in this country when the commander-in-chief will not have an adult conversation and frankly, do what's necessary to make the system work, not only for the student and the parent, the family, but also for the lending industry and, more importantly, the taxpayer.